Even as inappropriate religious involvement in politics is finally receiving some well-deserved pushback from the pews, a new study of millennial generation Americans suggests that that same political messaging is a prime reason many young people feel alienated from organized religion. Conducted jointly by Public Religion Research Institute and Georgetown University's Berkeley Center for Religion, Peace, and World Affairs, this new national survey of college-age millennials, Americans ages 18 through 24, offers insights on this generation's views on faith, values, and the 2012 election. PRRI has also just released the 2012 Jewish Values Survey, and I'll talk about both of these matters with the CEO and founder of that institute, Dr. Robert P. Jones, who joins me now by phone. Robbie, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Oh, thanks, Welton. I'm very happy to be here, as always.
Listen, there is so much to consider in this new millennial study. One thing that I noticed, though, right away is that the respondents are fairly balanced in their support for President Obama and for a GOP opponent in this year's election, 48 to 41. Isn't that wide a spread when you're talking about young people who might be assumed to have more progressive values? But I found the views on organized religion, specifically on modern-day Christianity, to be striking. Talk about that, if you will.
Sure. Well, you're right. I mean, what we see is among 18 to 24-year-olds, it's important that we're talking about that demographic, not the 25 to 29-year-old crowd, because interestingly enough, what we see in this 18 to 24-year-old demographic is, as you said, a much tighter race between Barack Obama and a generic Republican candidate. He gets 48% support among registered voters in this group versus 41% support among those who say they'd prefer a Republican candidate. And that's considerably less support than the older sector of millennials. And we think some of that's about this group really wasn't around. I mean, some of these folks were only 14 when Obama ran for president the first time. And about 6 in 10 of them weren't even eligible to vote in 2008. So these are really new voters who are showing considerably less enthusiasm for President Obama than voters who were really eligible to vote and kind of part of the Obama movement in 2008 among younger people. But you also mentioned, you're right, that the we found really interesting views and really ambivalent views about present-day Christianity. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons we ask this question is because one of the marks of this generation is that they have moved away from the religion of their childhood into being currently religiously unaffiliated. So mm-hmm. just for example, only 11% of this group was raised unaffiliated, but fully 25% of this group currently identifies as unaffiliated. So that's a 14-point jump in a fairly short lifespan that these groups have made. When we look at what people said in terms of present-day Christianity, they're just decidedly mixed. On the one hand, about three-quarters say that present-day Christianity has good values and principles, and about 6 in 10 say that Christianity consistently shows love for other people. But on the other hand, strong majorities also agree that modern-day Christianity is hypocritical, judgmental, and anti-gay.
Robbie, I can't help but ask specifically about the numbers of Christian and the numbers of unaffiliated respondents. How do those numbers differ from those of the general population?
Yeah. Well, in the general population, the number of religiously unaffiliated people has been growing. It's doubled since the early 1990s until today. So today it stands about 19 or 20% in the general population, and we're looking at 25%, so a markedly higher number among this younger generation. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of other things that we can look at. That's not so unusual that the younger generation will be more unaffiliated, but it's also true that this generation is more religiously unaffiliated than previous generations were at this point in their life cycle. So that's also an important thing to say, is that it's even if some of them return to churches when they have kids, and which is a fairly common effect, It's less likely that as many will return because the number starts off higher.
So, Robbie, what were the numbers of Christian unaffiliated respondents like in comparison to each other?
Right. Well, when we looked at our evaluations of present day Christianity, we did see significant divides, as you might expect, on how the religiously unaffiliated viewed present day Christianity versus how Christians themselves viewed present-day Christianity. Some of the biggest gaps were around whether Christianity is relevant to your life, maybe not surprisingly. But the other places where there were, 30-35-point gaps were like on the issue of whether Christianity consistently shows love for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Three-quarters of Christians say yes to that statement. Only 41% of the religiously unaffiliated say they agree with that. On the other side of things, one interesting place where there's actually some convergence here is kind of two places. One, Christians and the religiously unaffiliated basically agree that present-day Christianity teaches the same basic idea mm-hmm. as other religions. And one other perhaps surprising place where they agree, where the gap was sort of more narrow, was that present-day Christianity is anti-gay. So 58% of Christians agree that present-day Christianity is anti-gay, and 79% of the religiously unaffiliated agree that present-day Christianity can be described as anti-gay, at least somewhat or very well, that describes present-day Christianity.
Robbie, I can't help but think that at least part of the negative view of organized Christianity today has to do with the way conservative faith leaders have injected themselves into the political dialogue in the country. Do you see the politicization of religion as contributing to some of these negative views among young people?
Well, one thing we know about this generation is that they are less likely to grab labels. So, when we ask about partisanship, they're more likely to identify as independent than they are to identify as either a Democrat or a Republican. When pushed, they lean more Democratic, but, when you just ask them outright, they're much more likely to say I'm independent. The other place that we see it, I think it really is on gay and lesbian issues, where, many churches have weighed in fairly heavily and, most prominently on the side against rights for gays and
right.
lesbians. And we did some previous polling and found, for example, that 69% of millennials agree that religious groups are alienating young people by being too judgmental about gay and lesbian issues.
Mm-hmm.
So this is clearly a place where the millennial generation sort of is pushing back and saying, this is not something that we really like to see in present-day religious groups.
Do you read these results as a pretty serious warning for Christian denominations?
I think it spells a real challenge, because on the one hand, it's not all negative, that there are agreement on some positive things. It has good values and principles, consistently shows love for other people. But, on the other hand, hypocritical, judgmental, anti-gay, these are not things that bode well. I think that when coupled with this fairly early disaffiliation with traditional organized religion, those things don't bode well for, business as usual in the
mm-hmm.
churches and in other congregations. I really do think there's going to have to be a course correction here that really does reach out to this group in a way that's just not the same old and is a little bit different
mm-hmm.
Than we've seen in the past.
Robbie, you're a busy person, and you have been busy again not only with this survey but also releasing a survey of American Jewish values. And looked at the political implications of that. Could you give us just a brief summary of what you found in the American Jewish Values Survey?
Sure. I think the two things that stand out in our American Jewish survey is one, that Jews are, despite some speculation about where the Jewish vote is in terms of support for President Obama or Republican candidate, Jews are still strongly supporting President Obama. In our survey, 62% of Jewish voters supporting President Obama versus 30% supporting a Republican candidate. That's roughly where President Obama was 4 years ago at this stage of the campaign. in like June of 2008, his support among the Jewish voters was nearly identical to this. It ultimately went up to 78% in the exit polls due to a surge in the last couple of months. And I would expect we'd see a very similar thing, you know, barring some unforeseen event, we'd see a very similar pattern this year. And I think the second thing that stands out is really the centrality of working for social justice and social equality that ran through really the entire survey. So just one example is when asked, you know, what is the most important thing to your Jewish identity, more Jews said that pursuing social justice and social equality was important to their Jewish identity than, in fact, said religious observance was important to their religious identity.
But that's not, I mean, that's not real inconsistent with what you found before, is it?
Right. Well, this is actually the first time we've done a survey of American Jews. So we were when we've seen this question before, this question has been asked before, and it has remained fairly consistent over time in other surveys as well, that this commitment to social equality really does sort of come up as, you know, the most important thing and the most central thing to Jewish American identity.
Well, one more question, and then you can go on running to something else. What has surprised you in the surveys you've done recently? What is, say these two, if you want to, or another, but what surprised you?
You know, I would say, one, the differences between 18 to 24-year-olds and 25 to 29-year-olds. I think we often lump these together, call them all millennials, and it turns out that they have fairly different profiles, and that, I think, was a real surprise to us. That when we look at these 18 to 24-year-olds, again, they weren't part of kind of the Obama movement in 4 years ago in 2008. Their support for Obama is much lower. And one other thing I'd highlight is there seems to be, even though we think of, you know, this generation is the most kind of racially and ethnic diverse generation that the country has ever seen, there's also some evidence of some real racial tensions within this group, particularly around issues of affirmative action and government programs aimed at minorities. And that, I think, was a little bit surprising, too. We tend to think of this generation as, you know, maybe the kumbaya generation with everybody put their arms together and all in harmony. But there's still, you know, I think racial tensions are still with us, even among the youngest generation.
Friends, you can and you should read both of these outstanding PRRI studies at publicreligion.org. It's an outstanding way to better understand the society around us and to see how organized religion influences individual members of that society. Robbie, I always tell you what important work you're doing, and you have illustrated that once again. It is really helpful when you come and talk with us. We learn something. Thanks for taking the time again and for being with us here on State of Belief Radio.
It's always my honor and pleasure, Weldon. Thanks a lot.